So Daniel, John in the book of Revelation and the gospel all talk about kings and kingship. And as we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, I think we can focus on two things. It could be on Christ as the king of our lives, the king that is not a king of this world, but the king of the universe, the king of heaven. But we also can talk about our place as king, our kingship, you might say. In the Old Testament, there were two sets of people that were anointed with the sacred chrism or sacred oil, and those were priests and kings. Those were priests and kings. So they received a special anointing. Now, if you think about in the sacrament of baptism, what's one of the things that happens immediately after the person is baptized? Sacred chrism is taken and placed on their forehead, and they are anointed as priest, prophet, and king. So there's a true anointing that happens, and we are kings. We are priests. We are prophets. We share in Christ's own priestly ministry, prophetic ministry, and his own kingship. Think about the word Christian. What does the word Christ mean? It means anointed one. So if you're a Christian, you're among the group that are the anointed ones. So our core identity and who we are as Christians is wrapped up in that anointing that starts at baptism. So sharing in Christ's kingship. So what does it mean for us to live out this kingship in our lives? St. John Paul II says two things. The first, the living out of the kingship means overcoming the kingdom of sin that reigns in our lives. So there's another kingdom that's work in our lives that is moving and driving us towards everything that is not God. And traditionally, that's been understood as the capital sins, right? And so pride and sloth and acedia, gluttony, need three more. Anger, wrath, five. What am I missing? What's that? Pride. I don't have any of that, so I don't have to worry. Okay. I forgot the other one, but it's there. So these capital sins, they are the whole of the kingdom of sin. And so what St. John Paul II is saying is that these, we have to overcome this kingdom in order for the kingship of Christ to reign. So it's a constant struggle. The scriptures don't say anything about capital sins. It talks about sin. But the tradition of capital sins, the vices, really emerges like around the 4th and 5th century. Around the 3rd century, a desert father, Evagrius, listed what we understand as the capital sins, but they started off as thoughts, evil thoughts. So there was no articulation that these are sins or these are vices, and that these thoughts actually came from demons. These thoughts, so the thoughts of gluttony, thoughts of sloth, thoughts of pride, vanity, wrath, all of these originated with a demon and a thought. And so the work of these desert fathers and mothers, it was constantly to combat these evil thoughts, these demons. And then St. Gregory the Great, around the 5th century, 5th, 6th, 5th century, I think, he is the one that articulated these thoughts and communicated them and described them as sins or vices. So that's part of the tradition. So that's what we're striving to overcome. Now, what's a way that we might be able to make progress? Because we all struggle with anger and greed, envy, vanity, pride, sloth, every single day, constantly. And they start with thoughts. And if we were to go back to Evagrius, they start with a demon, right? Right? Because they're part of the kingdom of Satan that's working within our lives. Well, how do we combat them? Well, one spiritual writer talks about how what we can do, if we find ourselves, for example, having wrath or anger, that our focus, we're consumed with a person that we're angry with, right? Well, he says, take a step back. Instead of focusing the anger and the wrath on the person, focus it on the thought. Okay, so instead of being consumed with what what I perceive as an injustice that's been done, focus myself on the thought that I'm having of anger, and then battle that. So I want to combat that. I don't want to be feeling that like that or thinking like that. That takes our focus off the person and puts it off the on the thought. And then he says we can start making progress. I think just beginning to recognize and name those thoughts and those movements in our soul is half the work. Because then we're able to open the door and allow the Lord's mercy in to do some work. Otherwise, we're living blindly, you might say. Okay, so that's the first movement in living our kingship, is overcoming the kingdom of sin in our lives. The second, he says, is then making of oneself a gift in service to others in whom Christ is present through his body. So usually, you know, we often think about, you know, when we're talking about our work as stewardship or in stewards, is that it's one of service. We often don't think about that the first movement is really overcoming the kingdom of sin, and then the second is a movement towards making an offering of ourselves in love of God and neighbor. And so for St. John Paul II, that's how the kingdom of God begins to reign within us. And what we'll find very soon, if we really are intentional and deliberate about, you know, fighting this fight and this combat, St. John Paul II calls it combat, we'll find that we will not be victorious. We will fail miserably. And this is the beauty. That is to lead us then to God's mercy and help, that we need backup. We need big-time assistance. And then we're going to find ourselves moving forward. That's where the mercy of God is introduced, when we recognize that we can't. So we apply ourselves, we put ourselves forward, we can't, and then we turn towards God's mercy. And so it's in that spirit that we strive out to live the kingdom within ourselves, in our parishes, in our families, in our lives, on this Christ the King Sunday.